I do have favourites, yeah. I'm guilty of having favourites.
Do you tell them that?
Yes, I have some old cows that I just can't get rid of. And the same with my horses.
At what age do you think you'll be retiring? For Western Australian farmer Dick Vincent, the answer is when he's dead. Hello, I'm Tyne Logan. At 94, this well-versed cattle producer and horse breeder is still working 7 days a week.
I used to get up on the station when the morning star rose. It's a different story today. I stagger out of bed and I usually go out to the farm. I've got a cattle stud, Droughtmaster cattle, only a small stud, only about a total 200 cattle. But then I've got a horse stud and I've been in the horse breeding. I bred my first horse yearlings for sale in 1954. So I'm the oldest breeder in West Australia by 30 or 40 years.
Dick Vincent has lived and worked on properties all over Western Australia during his long career. But now you'll find him and his partner Jan at Capel in the southwest corner of the state. Are you semi-retired?
I can't afford to be semi-retired. Can't afford to. You know, I think the thing that keeps you going is you've got to be active. And I've had a bit of misfortune. I've had 3 major accidents in the last 5 years, and I've learned to walk 3 times in the last 5 years. And you've got to keep going. If you don't, you hibernate very quickly.
So it's keeping you alive, you think?
Oh, yes. The interest, I'm so fortunate that I've only got 3 or 4 friends of my age, and they have little to interest them. And I've got these great interests of cattle, which have been my hobby and my livelihood, that is my real passion.
The memorabilia in Dick Vincent's dining room is a pretty good indication on just how full his 85-year career has been.
Years ago, I'd look around for an attractive girl to talk to. Now I look for a chair to sit down.
He's a nationally renowned Droughtmaster cattle breeder. He was the world president of the Simmental Breeders Association. He ran a station of 20,000 shorthorn cattle in Port Hedland, and he chaired a number of other associations. You should see it. The list is huge. And after all of that, in 2015, he was awarded an Order of Australia.
I've had 8 agricultural properties over the years, starting with a war service land settlement at 2J. And then we had a place at Dongra, we had a place at Kendenup, we had a place at Williams. And then in the 70s, I bought Hamlin Pool Station. And after a few years, I sold that and moved on to Manilla Station out of Carnarvon. And after a few years, in 1984, I was fortunate to be able to get into and buy De Grey Station, which is a very, very good station, one of the very best in West Australia.
What about prices? You would have seen a lot of cycles with the prices for cattle and sheep. When did you make the most money?
In the 50s, when wool was £1 a pound. That's when all the money was made. That's when the people in the western districts didn't know what to do with money.
If you were to have a think about everything that's happened, you know, every era, from the start of your career, the middle of your career, to now, which has been your favourite era?
I think everyone's best years are about when they're 40. They've got enough maturity to appreciate life, and I think when you're 40, you're active and you're fairly mature, and I think the age of 40, I think in my case, my best years were on De Grey because it was such a magnificent station, and it was the most satisfying thing I've done in my life was develop the grave.
Now, Dick Vincent doesn't do all the work by himself on his Capel property. He has the support of his partner Jan, and 2 what he calls apprentices are around to give him a hand as well. They're 83-year-old Neville Smith and his 71-year-old wife, Barbara.
It's 7 years I've been here with Dick.
I'm the rouseabout. I'm the gopher. Go for this, go for that. And run here, run there.
Yeah. You're the legs.
Yes.
Are you a good team?
Oh, no, we get work along, yeah.
Well, We're not exactly juveniles, but we work out pretty well together. We've got the same idea about cattle, we've got the same idea about horses, so that doesn't cause any friction whatsoever. Mm. But I'd be absolutely buggered without them.
How long are you going to continue working?
Well, I hope I can go as long as possible, but I don't want to reach the age of 100. When I find there's nothing much to interest me, I'm certainly not going to end up in a nursing home. And I am a paid-up member of Exit, so, you know, you've got your options.